the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Before we go to Mary McKeown, first, Larry Donnelly, what do you make of what is happening in California at present? Is it a legitimate response to the violence in the city for Donald Trump to send in the National Guard and then the Marines to deal with that?
No, I don't. I don't believe necessarily that when Gavin Newsom and others say that they had the situation totally under control, the videos and other things we've seen, I'm not sure that I buy into that assertion. That having been said, however, this only should be done really when the governor asks the federalization of National Guard's people, when a situation is truly regarded out of hand at local level. Local people are usually best placed to make these sorts of calls. And the bigger picture here is we're seeing yet another clash between centralized federal authority and the authority of states. This is an extraordinary situation, one which is deeply regrettable. And let's not forget, the United States has always operated on sort of a balance between the power of federal government and state government. And typically, there has been some deference to states and to the powers of state governments and people on the ground to make decisions, except in the most extreme circumstances. And somewhat ironically, it is Republicans, it is conservatives who have for so long trumpeted the idea of states' rights. Yet in this instance, Donald Trump is just bypassing what the governor, what the local law enforcement people are saying, and he's intruding the federal government in this, which is really a marked turn for the Republican Party. And I struggle to find how some states' rights Republicans who always said these sorts of things are now defending President Trump.
And then what do you make, though, of people like his deputy chief of staff, who seems to be the genius behind this, Stephen Miller, saying the political leaders of California and Los Angeles are siding with the insurrectionist mobs fighting to dissolve America over the heroes of ICE fighting to save America?
Yeah, I think that that is very much at the heart of the strategy. The Trump team, I mean, remember, politicians in crises see opportunities. Donald Trump sees a political opportunity here, not just to distract, I think, attention from some of the things that are out there, but also to get a win with the people who actually decide elections in the United States, people in middle America and elsewhere who are somewhere in the middle. And what I think he's hoping for is that they will accept the characterization of all this from J.D. Vance, who has said effectively that this is foreign nationals with no legal right to be in the country, waving foreign flags and assaulting law enforcement. Donald Trump is convinced that a healthy swathe of the American people accept that characterization and say, look, you know, California is a failed state. It's full of undocumented migrants. Donald Trump is doing the right thing by finally standing up against all of this. He's banking on that being a winning political strategy, and he may just be right.
Indeed, Marion McKeown, we did speak briefly about this in last night's program, but bearing in mind what has been going on, does this look like that Trump has found very much a winning political strategy because his opponents have no way of how to fight him on this? Because if people do come out and physically protest, then that is just grist to his mill.
Yeah, you know, it is one of those situations that I think he has very deliberately engineered, because and just to pick up on what Larry said, I dispute that there was, I think Trump has absolutely manufactured this crisis, because let's just look at the data. I just checked the police records before we came on there. There have been 102 arrests so far over a 5-day period. Now, that does not scream crisis to me. As of yesterday, there were only 41. On Saturday afternoon, the LAPD put out a press release thanking the protesters for remaining peaceful. On Sunday morning, I spoke to several people in LA. There was peace. There was no disruptions. Then the National Guard arrived, and then people came out in protest at that. So it seems that this was, as you say, Trump deliberately has escalated this. When you put the National Guard on the street without consulting the governor, this hasn't happened since 1965. Remember, he did this over the wishes of Gavin Newsom. abuse and he went over his head and people were upset, understandably. They also, ICE also went into a neighbourhood called Paramount, which is a long time multi-generational Hispanic community. Now, there are about 3.5 million immigrants in Los Angeles County. About a million of those are undocumented. Almost every home in Los amongst these in places like Paramount are what they call mixed status, meaning there are some legal immigrants, there are some illegal. So when you go in there and start doing raids, you create a lot of anxiety and a lot of anger in these communities. So Donald Trump is reckoning that by having these ICE raids, there's going to cause upset and protests. He's right about that. Now, ICE are perfectly entitled to go in and take out criminals. But one of the things, Matt, I think we should make clear, because I don't think it's very understood, it is a misdemeanor to cross the border illegally in America, to cross over from Mexico to the US. If you're sent back and you cross again, then it's a felony. You get 2 years in prison. But if you are caught in the US without papers, undocumented, that is a civil matter normally. About 45% of people currently undocumented in America out of the 11 million, about 5 million are there because they overstayed visas. These are normally civil matters. Trump is saying they're all criminals, they're all thugs, they're all rapists, etc. And this is deliberately ginning up, you know, the American people against them. And it's effective because more than half of Americans now support Trump's policies. So now he wants to surge the number of ICE people going into the Democratic cities like Los Angeles, sanctuary cities, Chicago, etc. This order has been nationalized. It's not just for LA. And then you send in the National Guard to back them up. And the whole thing is intended to become, you know, very, to just escalate the whole situation. And then you justify it. You create a crisis and then you justify it by saying, look at all this violence. Look, we have to send the Guard in. So to me, it's very manipulated. It's entirely for Trump's political ends. And it really is authoritarian creep. When you see things like this happening, it's authoritarian creep.
Well, let's hear how Gavin Newsom has criticized Trump's response to the protests.
Boy, we have no problem working collaboratively in a mutual aid system with local law enforcement, but there's a protocol, there's a process. He didn't care about that. And the worst part, he completely lied. He said in a tweet that everything's now safe, everything's fine. Is that the case, Mr. Trump? He said because he deployed the National Guard. The Guard hadn't even been deployed when he said this. It's Orwellian. Simply lying to people. Unconstitutional, illegal act, his mess. We're trying to clean it up. But look, you made a point a moment ago. These images are unacceptable. These kids on the car, the folks that are taking advantage of this, these aren't peaceful protesters, a lot of these folks. A lot of great people out there doing the right thing. But you get these insurgent groups coming in, sort of these anarchists that are in there to create real problems. And they're just playing right into Donald Trump's hand. And they need to be called out. They need to be arrested. It is wrong to destroy other people's property. And it is wrong to create the conditions that only exacerbate this. But they're potentially damaging the very foundation of our, you know, republic. The democracy is in the balance. I mean, you're seeing these authoritarian tendencies now are being acted out by this administration. And we're a case in point as it relates to nationalizing, federalizing the National Guard, threatening now to put in Marines. But Donald Trump needs to pull back. He needs to stand down. Donald Trump is inflaming these conditions.
Larry Donnelly, is democracy in the United States in peril?
You know, you look at these scenes and look at what's happening, and it would make you wonder. I've said before, Matt, I still retain faith in our institutions, despite the fact that they are being challenged at many levels. What I will say, politically speaking, is the lines about Trump being authoritarian, all of this stuff that he's a threat to democracy, these have been tried and tested on numerous occasions thus far by Democrats, and they simply don't go anywhere. And while lots of us look and say that we find this appalling, we see clear threats to the rule of law, they just don't wash with the American people. And I think that that's sadly because so many of them have lost faith in just about all of the institutions that our civic religion teaches us to cherish. So, yes, I think that this is what Governor Newsom needs to say. These things need to be said. But whether they'll go down well politically, whether they'll turn the tide, I'm just not convinced because they haven't yet. And when Governor Newsom says that this is an illegal act. I'm not sure it's quite so straightforward. Again, if you look at the statutory authorities here, Trump would seem to have some power to do this. There are conflicting laws, that, again, dating one of the problems with America, the system. We have to look sometimes to laws dating back to the 19th century. It seems to me there are ways and means for Trump to do what he is doing. The law is vague. The law is murky. And indeed, we know that if things go all the way up to the top, the Supreme Court is on his side. So I think California's lawsuit is probably not going to go very far. It's not going to win in the end.
Let's hear Donald Trump when he answered a question from what we might call a friendly reporter about whether Gavin Newsom is qualified to be governor of California.
And for
I don't think he is. I mean, I think he's done a terrible job. And, you know, he's a guy, I always got along with him. You look at his past statements about me. I was a great president. I always took care of California, you know, all that. But I'm just talking on results. You look, you know, he has the advantage of beautiful weather, maybe the best weather of any state when you think about it. Beautiful weather, beautiful ocean, beautiful everything. You have all the advantages, and he didn't take advantage of that. And he's let people come in by the millions who are overrunning your hospitals, your education system, and your police. Your police are being overrun. Look at what's happened. He should only be happy I sent in the military, because if I didn't send them in, you would have had a problem there, the likes of which we haven't seen in a long time.
When you were talking about unrest in American cities, you said, quote, we have to go by the laws. We can't call in the National Guard unless we're requested by a governor. What changed now? Why is this situation different to not consult with Governor Newsom about this?
Well, the biggest change from that statement is we have an incompetent governor. So I talked about governors, but I didn't talk about he's an incompetent governor. Look at the job he's doing in California. He's destroying one of our great states. And if I didn't get involved, if we didn't bring the guard in, and we would bring more in if we needed it, because we have to make sure there's going to be law and order. You had a disaster happening. And they now admit it was a disaster.
Marion McKeown, is Gavin Newsom a strong enough character to stand up to this type of intimidation over a sustained period?
Well, I think if we look at the first Trump term, which again was much milder, if you like, than this term, he was one of the few Californian governors who stood up to him. And I don't want to be cynical, but in a way, Gavin Newsom almost needs this. His numbers plummeted back in 2024. They came back up because there is a consensus that he handled the big fires, the catastrophic fires in LA earlier this year very, very well and very efficiently. So he's now hitting about 55, 56 in the polls. But the Democrats are running around like headless chickens. They have nobody who is even a symbolic leader who's standing up to Trump. So when Newsom goes on TV and says things to Tom Homan, like Trump's borders are, go ahead, tough guy, arrest me. You know, I think that some Democrats are going, yes, that's what we need. But I don't know how effective it actually is, because as Larry said, you know, theoretically, at least Trump hasn't broken any laws, even though Newsom is suing him, it would appear, in ordering in these troops, but it just is a completely unnecessary and inflammatory thing to do. Now, Newsom, you know, as I say, he has always been a guy who hasn't been afraid to take Trump on. He has been a pretty effective governor, not in every area, you know, but overall he's regarded as a pretty good governor. He easily shrugged off a recall. But I think one of the things that I would say, Matt, is I was there during the George Floyd protests when the National Guard were all put onto the streets, ordered by Eric Garcetti, the mayor of LA then, and by Gavin Newsom. And I was on in West Hollywood when the National Guard, I spoke with a lot of them, and they said, we hate being here. These are our families, our neighbours. You know, National Guard are not the military. They're teachers and bus drivers and plumbers and mechanics who do one weekend every 4 weeks, you know, of military training and 2 weeks a year. And they took a knee on Hollywood Boulevard in solidarity with the protesters after the George Floyd murder. And, you know, this is not something that they want to be doing, to be going up against their neighbours and friends. It's a really distressing thing. And I think Gavin Newsom is right in that ordering them in like that, it's unnecessary, it's inflammatory, and it just doesn't make sense. If at the moment there are more National Guards. There are more US troops and Marines on standby or mobilized in LA than there are in the whole of Iraq and Syria to keep combating ISIS. It, you know, when you look at what the situation there, it just doesn't make sense. Okay. There is no crisis.
Okay, listener comments. What's happening in Los Angeles, much milder than what happened on January 6, 2001. Trump pardoned 1,500 violent criminals for invading the Houses of Congress who were traitors to that country. That's Shane in Tala. Okay, just something else in the time we've left to us. Larry Donnelly, what do you make of what Robert F. Kennedy is up to, removing the entire medical panel advising on vaccines?
Well, it flies in the face of everything he said, including in the testimony he gave before Congress, which really was saying that he wasn't going to go in hard. And what he's done is terminate basically all these experts when it comes to vaccines. He soft-pedaled his anti-vaccine stance very, very much as he sought to be approved to his current position. He seems to have rode back completely on that. And some of us who were inclined to give him a break or give him some leeway when he said some things that actually made sense about perhaps addictive properties of sweeteners in children's health and all that sort of thing, which made a lot of sense. Now, I think in many respects, a lot of our worst fears are being realized, because it's clear to me, at least, that he is going to use his very, very powerful position to continue his sort of conspiracy theory thinking about vaccines. And that could have devastating consequences for Americans' public health.
Okay, we will leave it there. Larry Donnelly and Marion McKeown, thank you very much for being with us.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.